Welcome to an encounter with the Spirit, Word, and Prayer. Through the prolific apostolic and teaching ministry of Apostle Femi Lazarus, lead pastor of Spur of Life Church Global, it is his vision to raise God's end time on.
God has not called you to prove you are the best. He has not. As a leader, you are a broker of gifts and talents.
So, brace up for an experience.
We bless your holy name, Jesus. Lift your hands where you are and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of your heart. Bless the name of the Lord from the depth of your heart. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praise. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Blessed, blessed be your holy name. We take charge over the atmosphere. And I command peace be still. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand. Amen. Amen. All right. Please be seated. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. What an amazing time of worship. Powerful, powerful. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand. Powerful. Amen. So I start a new series. Somehow we have moved this series like 4 times. But finally we are here. We are here. Amen. And it's a very intense one. You know, last week I told you that if there's any time anybody can be offended at my teaching, it's last week. So, once you are dealing with systemic teachings, serious business. Is that okay now? Thank you, Lord. So, I'm going to be dealing with a new subject. I'm going to share a few things to lay the foundation. Then I will go to my first subtopic in this subject. Is that okay? Is that okay now? Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Exodus. To understand this series perfectly, you will have to please refer back to the beginning of this series titled Reversing the Mistakes of Joseph, which I started in 2023, 1st of January, or crossover service. I took several parts, but I wait as we are ready for the new meal. So I feel we are ready for this. Is that true? Uh-huh. So I want you to revisit that. That message contains a systematic approach to building systems and structures, particularly kingdom lifestyle, and even recovering a nation. Very detailed. More than 10 parts of it that you will get. Is that okay now? So I'm going to push further. Please turn your Bibles, Exodus chapter number 1, from verse 8. Exodus 1. Oh, for the sake of balance, let's go to verse 6. Exodus 1 from verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren and all his generation. We can stay in that verse 6 all day. So who is Joseph? Or who was Joseph? He was the slave guy that was sold to Egypt, that had the grass to grace story. Sold as a slave. Trusted by his master. The master's wife put him in trouble. He was jailed for years. Okay? Then from that jail, it was the unction of God upon his life that brought him out. When the first guy that he interpreted dreams for was leaving, what did Joseph tell him? He said, when you get to the palace, remember me. True? There are people who will not be remembered. Because what will bring you out will be what is on you. Because the testimony God wants to give you is not the testimony of pity, but the testimony of triumph. Sometimes we look towards external source to bring us out. But God is saying, I've given you all. All that will ever pay your bills is within you. Is this simple enough? And it was that same thing on him that he deployed to interpret the dream of the king. It is the same solution but different entities. Okay? Shall I say this? I stumbled on a photography workshop today. And the person that was taking the workshop was talking to the people who was training. So he said, if you take pictures, photographs of 5,000 naira for too long, those who can pay 500,000 won't call you. He said, because they will see that you're not photographing their kind. The issue is not you learning more. No. It is you doing it at higher level. It is not more expertise. No. It is enlargement of heart. You can be skillful, and the same thing you are doing in the prison, you can't do at the palace, because you have not trained your mind for higher functions. Are you seeing that now? So Joseph interpreted the same interpretation, but this time around, this one made him a prime minister. Same thing. Sometimes we think we have to do new things. It is the same thing, but a new season. When the season change, it looks as though you are the best. It is time and chance that happens to all of us. Okay? So this guy was made prime minister, and he saved Egypt from famine. Okay? He saved them. And he made them the wealthiest nation of that time. Now, verse 6 doesn't make sense. Having understood this, Exodus 1:6 does not make sense. And Joseph died and all his brethren, that generation. Hey, you can die as a person. You can't die as a system. To immortalize what you are doing, become more. One of the mistakes we make in the body of Christ is that we have persons fighting systems. No, it doesn't work that way. It is systems against systems. Am I going too far? Okay, let me lay low. Let me lay low. Is that okay? I can serve basic meal. Let me lay low. Okay. I can serve conflicts, but you'll still be blessed. Or we go to 5-course meal. So the issue with Abuja is that you guys form a lot. You don't respond. When you are being blessed, respond. Because as a teacher, I will have to come to the point I know you are getting it. Okay, now you are there. Let's give Jesus a big hand. You know, my people in the background are looking at all of you and saying, let's just have a pursuit for one Tuesday. All right. I need us to understand something. One of the things that will happen today is that you see yourself on the pages of scriptures. And you will leave here knowing what to do next. Joseph died. So when I said, if you are going to deal with systems, don't do it as a person. No. You have to understand the way system functions. And you can't move from being a person to being a system until you can write the vision on the tables of heart of men. Hey, You need the ability to communicate the vision and write it on the tables of the heart of men, that he may run and read it. There are systems we are up against, but we can't do it as a person. We need to be many. Okay? That when you kill one, another rise. 10 rise. And that's why you see that no nation can destroy insurgency with bullets. You can't. It's an ideology. So when systems are being built, people run with ideas. Somebody conceives it, then pass it on. We need to know how to pass it on. How will Joseph die and all his brethren? Because the next thing that doesn't make sense, verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. 8. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. A person can be forgotten. A system can't. Oh, Lord, help me. Why? Joseph didn't leave his kind behind. When he vacated the throne, he vacated the throne. They came for bread, bread they had. Nobody was interested in power. So they were consumers, not producers. And there's only little that anyone giving a consumer can give. It gets to a point, they shift. So Egypt moved on. The famine was not to be forever, it was for a few years. The season where your usefulness will be much needed actually will not always be forever. But what you do with that window, there's always going to be a window that God introduced you to your generation. If you maximize that window well, they will need you for long. But if you play with that window, they move on. So you must know how to wield exposure for long. And the secret of that is to reinvent yourself. That you will hear a man 1 year, 2 years. See, I have studied the body of Christ enough to know that people move to new voices only to exhaust them, move to new voices. But I've also started to say that there are those who have been voices for 40 years. When season change, posture must. It's just like riding on a bike. All these power bike. I can't join anybody on power bike. Because anything that's moving too fast, it gets me worried. If they're going to suddenly accelerate, what do? You adjust yourself. If not, you fall. When God moves, move. So, the system of Egypt knows how to take your usefulness for peanuts. Joseph was not a threat as long as he's alone. Not a threat. People would have, must have complained. Pharaoh, you have made Joseph the prime minister. Don't worry. Just him, he has limited time. But many of them, when one dies, another takes up. It was that bad that a king could rise and there was no memory of Joseph. That doesn't make historical sense. May you be remembered forever. So, why was there no memory of Joseph? Was it because he has done something small? No. But because, hey. Okay. Are you aware that when you really want to keep people in bondage, you attack their history books? As long as they can't find the truth, they can't come out. Make sure. No, I will never hold back. I'm just careful for you what you can assimilate. Ah. Yeah. Make sure. Let me give you an illustration. Is that okay? This illustration, if you get it, you get it. Let me have four guys. Let me give you this illustration. Please stand here and face me. Okay, you come here. Thank you. Now, three of you stand together. Let's assume these three guys are in the same system. And this system right now is shaking the world. No, these two guys are in the same system, shaking the world. Powerful guys. But this guy here has his own system that these ones are overtaking. Then put something together and say, we want to have a structure where we identify those who are the best in the world. And then pick this one who is not shaking anywhere as the best in the world. What has he done? He has erased their memories. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying? Those whose power is in wisdom are more effective than those whose power is in their muscles. The most powerful place in any society is the place where they write strategic writings. They can write and edit you out of history as long as you don't have a voice there. So what are we saying? When God puts you up, replicate your kind. And don't let this guy tell you who is the best. Decide amongst yourself who is the best. Go and sit down. Let's leave that. Let's leave that. I'm glad nobody understood that. I'm glad. Okay. So, I'm going to be teaching this subject under three main headings. Number one, we're going to be looking at the man called Moses. Number two, we're going to be looking at the system or called Egypt. Then number three, we'll be looking at the slaves, the Israelites. Okay? So, I'm going to start today with the man called Moses. And I want us to please pay keen attention. Are you with me? Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Acts of the Apostles. We want to learn something about Moses. The book of Acts of the Apostles. If you are there, say amen. All right. Let's start the reading from Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7. So we're going to have some decently long reading, so we can have background to that. If you are there, say amen. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 7, verse 20. And in which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. And when he was 40 years old, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand will deliver them. But they understood not. Let's pause there a bit. So let's look at this man called Moses. So in the question of this subject, Moses represents a deliverer. The same way God is raising saviors in families. Obadiah chapter number 1, the last verse. Please project it. Obadiah chapter number 1. And it shall come to pass that saviors shall arise from on Zion. Can you please project? Alright. So, it is the vision of the Lord to raise who? Saviors. Lift your hand. Say, God is raising me as a savior. Look at it. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. So, part of the duty of a Moses in every family, Exodus is not possible without judgment. There are some assignments that is not for soft ears.
I just want to live my life. Please don't stress me. I'm not going to stress anybody.
You can't become much that way. You either get tough or you are grounded. This system does not appreciate those who are too soft. You have to find a way to master strength. You'll be forgotten in a hurry unless you are strong. There's no other way. Is that okay? There's no other way. You have to be strong. If you are a weakling, life will serve you hot. If you are strong, life will serve you hot. Either ways. So just choose to be strong. I don't like trouble. You can't become much like that. Trouble is part of the pathways necessary to emerge. Same way when you are flying, they tell you we are about approaching a turbulent region. Please belt it and tighten your seatbelt. Hey, as you go in life, you will approach turbulent regions. First, you can't come down from the flight. Fasten your seatbelt and enter. And when you enter and it's shaking, tell yourself, I was born for this. You say, how do I get up? No. Nobody ever becomes. History doesn't favor timid people. Nobody becomes much with timidity. You have to learn strength. Stand your ground. Tell your neighbor, stand your ground. Take your hand, neighbor. Stand your ground. You can't become much. If you're always buckling, I don't know what I'm. All you have to do to get into trouble is to get everything right. What did I say? All you have to do to get into trouble is to. Most times, the first phase of your destiny is trouble. Because you can start facing trouble for what you don't know anything about. The one fighting you can guess what your life is about. The one defending you knows. The only one that is clueless is you. Okay? The devil fighting knows. You are wondering, what is it about my life? Why all this? What is not it about you? The issue is you are judging yourself based on your account balance. If only you know what will be that has not yet been. I'm telling you, that's the reason why there are clusters of attacks against your soul, against your destiny. That's why it's trying to bleed you out. But stand. When people charge at me, I tell myself I'm busy and they're busy too. You type what you are typing, in 1 minute you forget about me, I forget about you. I continue.
Stand your ground.
Tell another neighbor, stand. You have postponed entering into destiny for too long. Oh Lord, I'm too young for this. When God gives you the scepter of authority early, take it early. Imagine David saying, I can't kill Goliath, I'm just 17.
destiny is opening for him at 17. It may open for another at 40. That's not your business. When it opens for you, enter. Even if the person that is opening for at 40 is your dad, you are not him. You don't listen to people's story to repeat it. What, listen to what I'm saying. What is inspiring you about their story can come earlier for you. And that's why, can I give you a bit of tea? Let me give you an advice. There are relationships you don't force. You know why? They will come on a platter of bigger honor. There are DMs you don't send, because you will meet at the same table. And if you have sent DM ahead, they will take you as a subordinate. Wait. The time is coming. The door will open with honor. It's busy. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The time is... It will come. Do it tarry, wait for it. Please be seated. I'm telling you. When David was going to face Goliath, the devil tried to blackmail him through Eliab. He said, I know your pride. You have left the few sheep that our father kept with you to come and see what is happening here. But the guy didn't come to see. He came to win. Including both the whole king, the whole Israel, and the fellow trying to shut him down will enter into captivity unless this boy is there. What I'm saying is that part of those trying to shut you down are the people you have been sent to rescue. And you must do your job. Just do your job. Say, look at you. What do you think will be Eliab's reaction when the noise went out in the camp of Israel that the head of Goliath had fallen? I know what it could have been. That's my brother! That's my brother! His name is David Jesse. I'm Eliab Jesse. Even family members that didn't send you money in school will say, that's my... Everything you put your hands for, you said go be a boss. Listen. Let me tell you this, and I've said it again and again, but till you hear it, the way life happens, the courageous will always lead the gifted. It is not gift that put people in the seat of power. It is audacity. The lion is the king of the jungle, not for strength, not for speed, but for mentality. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You are important. And that should not be an information. You can, when people compliment you, you respond, but it should not be a validation. You should always come from the point of, I know who I am. Okay? But let me show you a few things that we probably read through in a hurry while reading that passage. The one that God was going to use to rescue the Egyptian was born, and to rescue the Israelite was born at a time that a decree has gone out that the male children of the Hebrews should be killed. Why that time? It simply tells us that there is no coincidence in the spirit realm. Every battle, every attack is timed. What about the remaining children that were killed in that time? Collateral damage. Who inspired it? The devil. Sometimes the devil doesn't know who amongst all the children in the family is that one that will bruise his head. But since I don't know who, and they are all together, let's fight all of them. Since we don't know who in this generation is going to destroy my work, then let's attack. Some parents are under attack for the kind of children they have given birth to. And the devil knows the only way to bring the child down is to fight the parent. Then the home becomes toxic and the place becomes dysfunctional. Then the dysfunctionality will affect the progress of the child. Then the child becomes defective and can't enter destiny. But every time he tries it, it fails. Because God now used that dysfunctionality to reorientate that child, to add more to his assignment, and also bring out those in dysfunctionality. Once we are a seed, there is nothing that can be done against us, but for us. The idea is, if you go through that situation well, the devil should bite his finger for allowing you to go through it. If people will understand this, you know that there are some things that will not work on the end time armies. Intimidation is not one of them. It's not. We'll become many. Oh God. Are you with me? Let's speak between the lines. So Moses was among the children that should be killed. But he was rescued. And somehow, in the wisdom of God, he was raised in the palace of those that he will later have to fight. Now that's a bit tricky. He was raised in the palace of Pharaoh. But the whole system will have to crumble because of Moses. And God now did it in such a way that it will not become emotionally biased. That because I have eaten their bread, I can't go against them. They employed his mother to be his nurse. And in the process, she kept telling him, "You are dressed like them, or you are not one of them. I am your mother. You see those guys out there? Those are your siblings. You are an Hebrew. You may be in the world. You are not of the world. You might have benefited from the system so that you will know how to destroy the system." I was a DJ. So, if I get to where these things are happening, I change form. And I know exactly what to say and what not to say. I have been suicidal. When I see somebody who is suicidal, I know exactly what to say. Because what you survive produces an anointing. And that's why the devil, once you survive it, he regrets letting you go through it. If the prince of this world had known, they would not have crucified. There's a regret in hell that you survived what you survived. There's a regret. We're going somewhere. So he was learned in the wisdom of the Egyptians. This is a lot tricky. It's a very dicey point. I prayed to God for utterance. Because the one who is at the same level with you cannot bring you out. Two small people can help each other. At best, they will share wisdom that will not produce a result. Say, "Give me wisdom, give me wisdom." This one talk deep. Oh, deep. But there's no... It takes the one who knows how to get things done to bring you out. Part of the criteria needed
in a deliverer is track record. He learned their language. He learned their wisdom. He could stand tall amongst them. But that's also truth. He knew, I am not one of them. His brethren thought, you are one of them. Destiny can put you in such a way that you are an enemy to your enemy, and you are also an enemy to your people. It's a lonely path. And if you see Moses, you will ask, what's wrong with my life? To every Moses here, there's nothing wrong with you. It's a call of destiny. Say, so how come I don't have a side? Because you are not to have a side. It will take time. He was moving every day. And one day he saw an Egyptian beating one of the Hebrews. He looked around, went and defended his own person, and killed the Egyptian. Actually, what was supposed to start from there? A revolution. Where there's understanding. But you know what started from there? Strife. This happened. I'm going to trace it, the calendar for you. This started happening. The prophecy ahead of them was that they would spend many years in slavery. 400 years in a strange land. This began in their 390th year. Plus, minus, plus, minus. Exactly on 400 or before. The Bible said, it taught that they should know that God will deliver them by Him. So whenever He was walking past, He thought they should know that I'm the one that will bring you out. He somehow found himself on the pages of certain books and knew that this is my road. He knew this before he met God in the burning bush. You cannot deep things about yourself without big drama. He knew that. Can we read that? Acts 7. Look at it. Let's go to verse 23. And when he was full 40 years old, he came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffered wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that by his hand he would deliver them, but they understood not. So he must have encountered the document that with Abraham there was 400 years promised. This is the 390th year. Your deliverance should start now. But they did not know. You know why? They were not expecting freedom. Were they crying? Yes. Were they groaning? Yes. But for the rigor, not for freedom. Do you know why this is a very serious matter? The generation he went to save. Hey, dear Moses, this is where your assignment gets critical. You want to bring people into something that they don't know what it means to be there. They've never been freed. That generation were born slaves. This was their 390th year. From cradle, all they have known was slavery. It was difficult to imagine freedom. Because they've never been free. How can you desire what you have never had and what you don't even know what it feels like to have it? So there was no desire. Because they've never known the free nation of Israel. The ones that knew what freedom looked like, they were dead. So he thought that they would understand that God by his hand will deliver them. So, hey, the strength and the agility with which he was doing what he was doing was with the assumption that they knew. It is dangerous to be free around those who have no revelation of your freedom.
He was being free to do that because he felt the secret to be covered. We should both know. But it was Aaron. The fellow that he rescued didn't know Jack. That one pick offense. You see that? We speak wisdom amongst them that are mature. Guy got offended. Say they understood not. Look at verse 26. Now, verse 26. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove. So the same people now are now fighting themselves. And would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, you are brethren. Why do you wrong? You are both in captivity. Why did you leave your oppressors to fight yourselves? Does that look like the tale of a nation? That leave those that they are together under the same bondage and face their fellow people, and they will stone one to death for stealing soap and will clap for the other for stealing billions. So they were fighting. Look at what they said. Verse 27. But he that did his neighbor wrong said, trust him away. Trusted Moses away. Saying, who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me as you did the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses fled at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, where he begat how many sons? 4 sons. Verse 30. And 40 years were expired. Like that. Deliverance came. It was not the whole nation of Israel that said, who made you a judge? But the one who spoke was the one that the deliverer heard. And when he heard him on behalf of the nation. And he went on leave for 40 years. And their deliverance went on leave for 40 years. And God agreed. You know why? The system of God is man. And sometimes to despise man is to despise freedom. 40 years. He went and got married, did honeymoon. But that's on the flip side. Let's look at this other side. What do you think will be on Moses' mind in those 40 years? The man who knew what the pleasure of the palace felt like. Say, I know I have problem. I know I should not have done this. You don't have problem. You are exactly doing what you should be doing. The fact that you fell into trouble doesn't mean you are wrong. You must know how to maintain your convictions despite trouble. Trouble doesn't mean that you are wrong. You can say the right thing that God expects you to say, and the next result is sack letter. You are still correct. It is not good outcome that shows what is accurate. Sometimes the way the enemy reacts shows you have touched something. So don't validate what you have done by the pleasantness of the outcome. When you touch the enemy where it's hot, you will fight death. And you may bleed, or you are right. Moses will say, I should not have touched that guy now. I'll be in trouble. No. You began a process that God was ready for. They were not ready for. So you are correct. Was God ready for their deliverance? Yes. Bible says, it's supposed that they will know that God about this time will rescue them by who? him. Sometimes people will recognize that there should be a rescue, but they feel the fellow God will use it. It's not, I mean, how can it be this person? The same way they look at the Messiah and feel, is he not the carpenter's son? God specializes in putting powerful things in a small package so that the excellency of glory can come to him. He won't put it where you expect, so you don't feel the fellow did by his own strength. They could not believe that the Messiah will come as a carpenter's son, born in the manger. Hey, do you know what a manger is? The first sound he heard was meh. You think the whole earth will shake and there will be gold everywhere? No. What we have now was sheep and goats. And that's the most important personality that will ever walk the face of the earth. Somewhere in a manger, being born, there was no earthquake. Stop expecting drama. Just enter. No earthquake. Say, everywhere will shake. The whole, behold the Messiah. No. He grew up like normal children. They will send him, go and buy bread. He will go and buy bread. That is the most important person that will walk the face of the earth. As a matter of fact, no real man ever walked earth until Jesus came. He was called Son of Man because he was the accurate definition of man. Man that God intended never emerged. It was when Jesus came that that man emerged. So God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am. Well, and that guy was where? Manger. So who is telling you that somebody that will shake the world can't be in a one-room apartment or squatting? If the Savior can be in a manger, where are you? Are you in a manger? Listen. Please be seated. The devil will try to use those contradictions to tell you that that's your what. But you must understand that this is God's strategy to hide important things in unimportant places. There are many reasons he does that. Number one, it's so that you will not walk in pride. Number two, it will also make it so that people will not discern you in a hurry, so that they will not crown you too early, and then you will not be formed. It will allow you go through the same processes that everybody will, somebody will break your heart. And it may be you that will stab somebody breakfast. But it doesn't change the fact. Listen, if we all take selfies now and open those pictures in another 10 years, we will be shocked at the quality of persons we are seated by that doesn't look like it. Have you seen maybe important personalities? Then you now see on social media, they bring out their old NYC pictures. It does not yet appear what we shall become. Tell your neighbor, celebrate me now. Sometimes, in a campus fellowship, the one that God will use for that generation, the entire generation, may not even be selected as president because they hate his attitude. But God is saying, that's yours. I did not allow him to become president so he can learn to lead from the back. Your real validation is not about being number one. Sometimes God allows you number two, number three, behind, somewhere in the crowd, so that certain forces won't have your time. And you are imagining. And the council is being born. It is God's system. He has done it again and again and again, and it is working. And every time he does it, the devil falls for it. I'm telling you. What's today's date? Next week, Wednesday, she will make it a year that we got into this city. Now, listen. If you saw our wicked, you will not believe that this can be a Bible study. It got so bad. Coming from a branch of our church where we had erected our own structure and I have my office, the reception, everywhere, air conditioned, and God said, get out. And coming to a city where I will have to arrange white chairs together to have as my office desk and sit down. This is not 20 years ago, this is last year. And one time, I became angry. I want to get a house in Abuja. They tell you, go up your budget. I said, house, Susan, do you know how much? Do you know how much the kind of houses we get in Ibadan? And sometimes I will ask those agents, you, where are you living? And in the middle of that, God said, look from the window. I looked. He said, son, I will give you a city in this city. It didn't make sense. We're at the meeting today with the engineers where we're drafting plan for the construction. It didn't make sense. Sometimes God doesn't allow noise around you so you can bear root. By the time you come out, people will say, this is a voice from nowhere. The root is deep. Let me advise you. Allow him finish what he does with obscurity. There is something he achieved with obscurity. Allow him do it. So you will be strong and tough. Be seated for a while. Are you with me? Sometimes progress can be from up, down, but it's still progress. In fact, God considered that down a more excellent place. In fact, you are fulfilling destiny more. God can say, relocate to Abuja. And having done that, you expect everything will open up. No, the doors are shut. So that you can emerge by faith, by trusting God. And it will make sure nobody pities you. So you can grow. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes God doesn't allow favor come. Because the strategy for that season is not favor. He needs what is on you to mature. It is that thing that will bring you out. So nobody will take the glory. And even not for us in your life. No. That's not his intention. What God is doing, only him. Only him. I take the glory. Oh, yes. So you will see people favor. Nothing is wrong with you. That's not God's strategy for you. If we decree rain of favor, there are people that will not be wet. Not because they have bad luck. Hello. If you pitied Joseph as a butler and tell them about him, what would they bring him out as? Junior butler. Kedar one. But what was God's plan? The day you come out, prime minister, favor will bring junior butler. What is here? Prime minister. If they call for those with near success syndrome, he will come out. But that's, you don't have problems. That thing needs to mature. And there was a sign it matured. Because when Pharaoh said, bring him, the Bible said, they brought him in hastily. Then Joseph shaved himself. They were rushing. Let's go. Pharaoh calls him up. Say, hold on. And he went before the mirror, shaved himself. And then say, can I get a change of clothes? A change. What was he saying? with what I have, I'm not going back. If he didn't learn that, and he stood before Pharaoh, as a prisoner, and interprets dream as a prisoner in that uniform, Pharaoh will never think of him as, he can take him as one powerful to interpret dreams, but not one sophisticated to be a prime minister. That one goes beyond talent. You must look like it. There is a point where talent is not enough. You must look like it. And listen, at this junction, those who look like it will employ those who have talent. They will. They will. And they will pay you salary for what you are doing. You don't know what that means. Say it loud and clear. I know who I am. I'm not small. I am not disadvantaged. When the day of your freedom comes, it matters who is your spokesperson. A wrong guy spoke and gave them pick 40. You know when you play what? Say pick 2. Pick 3. When this guy spoke once, it was pick 40. In that 40 years, people died that should not have died slaves. Children were born that should not have been born slaves. And we later will learn the effect of that extra 40 years in the wilderness, because they could not stop reasoning like slaves. You know another thing that affected them? It was not just 40 years for Moses to be ready. Because this door of seasons, when it opens, it doesn't stay open. You must know how to consolidate seasons. You must know how to. So, the next time that door opened for them was how many years? 40 years after. When Moses began to lead them, how old was he? 40. When they recognized him, how old was he? 80. And he will lead them for another 40 years. An old man. Tired. Frustrated with their shenanigans. The meekest man on the face of the earth. But they still wore him out. And the Bible said, God, there was a faster route, and that's where I'm going tonight. That faster route is the way of the Philistines. It will not go down without a fight. The Bible said God did not lead them that route because they will see war and turn back. To where? To slavery. A slave will prefer to fight his own brother, but not fight for his freedom. A slave has energy to fight his brother. I say, you talk to me like this. I'll kill you today. But fight for your freedom. You can't. You will run back. So God, are you with me? Allow them to be delayed for 40 years. For his mercies endures forever. What I'm saying is that mercy can bring unnecessary extra gear because you are not ready. Sometimes the journey will drag out of mercy. It's mercy. There are people that will be small because they can't handle the confrontation that comes with greatness, and they will be small for his mercies endures forever. I'm saying, the mercy of God, the package you may be able to subscribe to under mercy is smallness. Because you are not ready for a fight. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to fight? there's nobody that is great that did not fight. It is not this or that. It is this and that. Tell your neighbor, fight.
Our story in the city of Abuja is similar to the story of Jacob, who said, "By my rod I have passed through Jordan, but now the Lord has made me two bands." You remember how that recently God sent us to Abuja in what I will call the most humble movement. We came practically trusting God for what to do next and how He's going to help us with the words of prophecy He has given to us about the city and the army's raising. And guess what? God is doing just that. Recently, we have been seeing the move of God in the most unbelievable way possible, with His word reaching the unreached, converting sinners to saints, bringing people who have lost hope in church. And now this has necessitated the need for expansion so that we do not fall out of what God is doing. Where we are currently is stringent for us, with rules that will limit what God is doing amongst us. The gospel is free, but the propagation requires a lot of funding. We want our friends, partners, and everyone connected to our ministry to join us as we undertake this project together. We have the urgent need to expand, and we believe that this is the kairos moment for us to do that. We are importing our own tents all the way from China and getting everything needed to fill that space and have a conducive place where we can have our apostolic work beyond what we are having now at the moment. The structure you are seeing on your screen is exactly what we are working at the moment. Believe you me when we say that people who are blessed can be blessed much more when we have our own place. We want you to join us as we undertake this project. We need your support. We are counting on you and your generosity. We are working towards a project of 180 million naira in this season. You have the account details on the screen. Use the account details as God has laid in your heart. God bless you so much. We love you from all of us at Spirit of Light Church. Thank you for always.
Hi there. God is using for Himself and end time only. And this is the mandate that was given to us. Truly the harvest is plenteous, but we need you on board as a laborer. This is a call to partner with what God is doing in this great house. To become a monthly partner with us at Spirit of Life Church and Fem Lagos Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, kindly reach us via the number +234 903 095 9735. To give an offering or to sow a seed, kindly make use of these account details being displayed. The gospel of Jesus is spreading. Thank you for being a part of it.
Can you give me that scripture, Psalms chapter number 18? Blessed be the God of David, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Psalms chapter number 18. We're going to raise that sound and we're going to sing with it. Are you ready? Sphere of Light, you know that sound, right? Yes, look at it. Psalms chapter number 18. Let's start reading from verse 31, so you can understand contextually. For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my hands. You will have to learn war. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand has holding me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. So you have enlarged my stairs under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were come. When God found a man like, He said, I found a man after my heart. So He teaches my hands to war. Come on, say it again, say it again, say it again. Say it again, it teaches my hands to war. Say it again, it teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be God. It teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. It teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. It teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My hands will war. My fingers will fight. Can we raise that sound?
Blessed be the God of David, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of David, he teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will
fight. My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My
fingers will fight.
My
hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
Blessed be God.
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 My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk. My fingers will fight.
My fingers will fight.
My hands will walk.
My hands will walk.
My fingers will
and
fight.
My fingers will fight.
Blessed be God.
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 To deliver and to be delivered, it will not go down without a fight. The end time Christians are combatant Christians. If you are not ready for a war, you came at the wrong time. We are combatants. Be seated for a while. Say, we are combatant Christians. We are combatants. We are combatant Christians. That God will not have to make the body of Christ take a journey of 40 years because they can't fight. There are no confrontational voices. Guy. One of the things I want to teach a generation in this season is to show you that you can get to the midst of hostility. Stand. Not shaking, absorb it, release life. While we are at it, we will have to enter that darkness because there are people who must bring out. Each time we enter, we'll be spared struggle. Enter. Bring them out. That is our job. And we are not running anywhere. We are not living anywhere. We'll keep pushing the message. Said, my hands will war. My fingers will fight. My hands will war. My fingers will fight. Blessed be God. Oh Lord. And please go back to that Acts 7. Let me begin to commence this sentence. You know, when I read the Bible, I try to ask myself, what will be running through the mind of this person? Moses showed up because he thought that they will know that God, the God they are calling their camp, would rescue them by him. Equation 1, there's a day of freedom. Equation 2, there's a man. The day has come. The man is ready. Who taught Moses? His mother. So he would have been confused. What then are you guys doing in your camp? When you gather, don't you recite the promises of God to Abraham that he will not leave you here You know what they were discussing? The garlic, the cucumber, the melon, the leeks. Because the most difficult thing to bring a man out of is chains. And let me tell you why it is difficult. Is it possible for the media to help me with a wire? Any wire that is not doing anything. Any wire. Just help me with one. Nakari, please come. By now, people should know you as my experimental person. And it's not going to stop in a hurry. So let's look at this. Pastor Toby, come and help me tie his leg. Okay, is it quite long? Okay, is that one longer? Okay, give me that one that is longer. Let's tie his leg. I want to show you how this works in real life. Is that okay? Tie him to the pulpit. Tie him there. So, let's look at how this works. Not too much, but yeah, yes, good. Okay, then tie him to the pulpit. No, give allowance. Yes. I want to see how this works. Now, look at this, everyone. It is difficult to convince this guy that is in bondage. As long as all the things that he's doing is within the jurisdiction of the rope. It's within the jurisdiction of what the rope has forced him to do. Within this circumference, he has testimonies and he has proof that he's not in bondage. But the day it will occur to him is the day he tries to take giant steps. So, when you come to a man like this and say you are not free, he fights you. He tells you that we know what freedom means, but you are not free. The fact that the rope affords you some movement doesn't mean it is that kind. There is only an extent to what you can do. The length of the rope is the circumference of the testimony of the one who is chained. And within this circumference, there are results for the Israelite. There was 3 square meals. And sometimes, once you are satisfied with it, then the devil says, okay. Isaac told Esau, I have made your brother a ruler over you. He has come and he has gotten the blessing. And he said, your ruler will be. Esau wept and said, Father, do you have just one blessing? Bless me too. Isaac said, okay. Again, I have made him your ruler. Your ruler will be. But it will come to pass that the day you become restless, the day you become discontented, the day you become tired, you yourself will break his yoke off your neck. Now, hold on a minute. If this guy stays here for so long and he notices that, well, all he can call freedom is within this space, the day we remove this rope from him, he still won't move beyond this place. Because now, the rope is not a pin, it is a system. And now, what it takes to untie that, you will need more than times 100 to wipe off the system. You can't see more. Why will the Israelites say, take us back to Egypt because of meat? Compared to a whole country they were going to take. Meat. When this system overrules you, you become petty. You will sacrifice the future for small things. For a ride. You know, I said this during crossover, that God was able to get them out of Egypt. But God never succeeded in getting Egypt out of them. Whatsoever Egypt did to them was so bad, all that generation had to die. Egypt wasted them and kept them alive. This is where to teach a person like this, it is not grammar, it's warfare. Teaching ministry is warfare. To pull down strongholds in the minds of people, in the mind of a generation, is warfare.
Again, blessed be the God of David, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. I was watching a video, and a woman was teaching in classroom, and there was a map, a world map on the wall, but she covered the world map with the flag of rainbow. You know what that means? Rainbow flag. She covered it. What was she doing? She's changing the orientation. Hey, when you are building systems, one of the most important tools is the power of consistent sight. What you see consistently, you adjust to it. And you call it normal. Anybody and everybody is vulnerable to this one thing. Never you say, I'm not vulnerable. No. If you think of the idea of homosexuality and irritate you, all you have to do is to see it often. You get convenient. And they do that through movies, through those things. The moment the woman removed the stuff, the teacher said, I'm going to get the police. That woman could actually get into trouble, but has she done what is right? Yes. Yes. There's nothing wrong with you. The problem is an announcement that it will not go down without a fight. Fight. You won't have peace sometimes for fulfilling destiny. Fight. You think Moses will enter the palace of Pharaoh and say, let my people go? The people he was saying, let them go, they were not on his side. They were not on his side. Because what were they getting? Garlic, melon, cucumber. With multiplied burdens. You know why they hated Moses? Let me tell you. The moment Moses went to tell Pharaoh, the God of the Hebrews has sent me to you to let my people go. You know Pharaoh's reaction? Oh, it's because they are less busy. That's why they are agitating for freedom. We will multiply their burdens. And when they did, what do you think that system will achieve? It will achieve one thing. It will no longer be Pharaoh that will confront Moses. It will be those he has come to deliver. And they multiplied them, their burdens. And you think they will see Pharaoh? They will see Moses. I say, Moses, thank you for fighting for us. The next reaction is, who sent you? Leadership is a lonely path. It will not be clear until it is clear. Are there people here that God is strategically raising to lead a generation? It may not necessarily be in church. It could be the face of integrity of an organization. And there will be conspiracies around you and propaganda because you are standing for the truth. I am saying it is not enemy from father's house. You are correct. Just make sure that your kind is duplicated, because Joseph can die and there can be a king that knows not Joseph. What did Moses do differently when he came? It was not just him. It was Moses and Aaron. The one that God raised differently and the one that grew up amongst them. You need an interpreter. The level of wisdom on you, the reason they fight you is because it's not clear. You need somebody who is not as wise as you and not as foolish as them. You need to find.
think I'm saying too much. Tell your neighbor, who is your interpreter? Hey. That thing I said is a serious matter. God will have to show you. I don't have time. I would have shown you that these interpreters too can also land you in trouble. Don't remember, they are not as wise as you, and they are not as foolish as. They can collect their hearing and make all sorts of things. As long as this anointing for leadership is on you, it's going to be a lonely part for most part of your life. You'll be trying to explain this. This is what we are. This is the coordinate. That's what makes you a leader. The day you go the direction the Israelite likes, they hate you. The day you go the direction that hurts them, like telling them that you stiff-necked people. At some point, they were going to stone Moses because there was no meat. Moses said, God, you better... God said, go and tell them. By this time, Moses said to God, am I their father? That you should be to give me all these people to lead. God, he said, am I the one that bear them? He said, you have to carry them like a mother. Did I say I'm a mother? God said, go and tell them. Is it meat? They will eat. Till it will come out of their nose. Be careful of forced miracles. It becomes loathsome. Don't force it. Could God have given them meat? Yes. But why complaining? Why? They were going to stone Moses for meat. Why have you become that petty and cold? Bondage. Ask yourself. Take this home as an assignment. What has my past done to me that I'm yet to recover from? How do I pass in life? How do I pass in people? How do I perceive change? Change is very difficult. Change is not easy. How do I perceive change? How do I perceive what is new? You must get answers. By the time you begin to answer this question, then you will understand the reason why you are where you are.
The man Moses, saddled with the responsibility to lead a people who has never been free into freedom. To lead people who don't know what it is. How do you... It's just like Nigeria. I'm not making Nigerian born... I don't want to mention what here. Probably doesn't know what it means to have a nation that is void of corruption and flowing with milk and honey. Except you have traveled out of the country. And it doesn't matter your status. Whether as the citizen, so-and-so status of visa. As long as you are black, you are a foreigner. If you like, carry the passport that shows that you are the citizen of so-and-so country. The day there will be problem is when you will know that they know their people. Are you with me? How do we march on as a nation into where we have never been before? The issue is that it is difficult to even imagine it. That you can get federal government job without having a senator as an uncle. Somebody said the time that the son of nobody will become somebody without knowing anybody. Is it possible as a nation? Can we get there? When is God ready? What symptom are we manifesting? We are fighting the church.
You have the problem.
Partly.
badly. But God is raising a new branch. Go and rejoice. Because the chains you are used to have been broken in this season. But you must break it here first. You know, it is easy to say, when we say that the Egyptians said they will kill Moses for meat until another 4 years come and somebody will sell it for a cup of rice. And after selling for a cup of rice, they will cry again for another 4 years. And their children are being shot on the street and sell it again for 1,000 naira. It's the same thing. It's system. It affects your mentality. Brings you into survival mode. And when you enter that mode, you kill your kind. God is raising you to change the narrative. God is raising you to change the night. You may not look like it, but it's fitting you up. It's preparing you. It's molding you. It's training you. Giving you opportunities. Why is he doing what he's doing? Because he's what? Preparing you.
I'm just walking as a place. I don't even know anything.
He's furnishing you with wisdom. Thought leaders need to emerge for a nation to be born. It begins with an idea. If we pray and don't do this part, will not come out. But prayer will also be doing the job in the spirit, so it's important. Eh? While Moses is with the rod, Joshua be with the sword. The fight is here. The day you become tired, you will break it. It simply means there's no yoke that is unbreakable. Let's leave it here today and then pick it on Sunday. Amen. Lift your hands, everyone. I want you to pray a specific prayer. Father, baptize me with audacity to do what I have been born to do. Can you pray that prayer in a moment? Baptize me with audacity. You were born for this. You were raised for such a time as this. And you will not back out. You will not run. The Lord has raised you for such a time as this. This is your destiny. This is your destiny. This is His call over your life. This is a clarion call to destiny. That you will emerge. There are destinies tied around you. And you will not buckle. You will not run. You will not hide. You will face it. This is your destiny. This is your destiny. He has raised and prepared you for such a time as this. You will not run. You will not be scared. You will not be scared. You are made bold by the Lord Himself. This is your destiny. This is your life. You have been spared for such a time as this. You have been spared for such a time as this. Your story is not permitted to end until saviors emerge from Zion. Story is not permitted to end. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, there's a topic I'm preparing. I don't know whether I'll be able to teach it this year or towards the end of the year. The title of that message is New Models. You know, there's something called disruptive innovation. This kind, when it comes up, something has to die in place. We're in the era of new models. And because it is new model, it will first be fought. Same way, listen to what I'm saying. The system the world is using, they borrowed it from us. It's time for us to take it back. That you can wear, listen, are you what I'm saying? When they tire kids in the movies, they say, no, no. Now, you are used to it.
When we begin to share a body of truth, they will fight with their blood.
But we must repeat it again and again till they also become used to it. That's the plan. That's the strategy. And to achieve this, you will be stabbed. Stand. We are not going anywhere. Combatant believers. The end time believers must use their mouths to speak. So it does not appear that only one narrative exists. Speak! There was a time it was wisdom to be quiet. It is not anymore. The Joshua's have moved from rod to sword. Speak. Consistently. There will be reactions. We stand. Be ready, because some of us will be called names. We have seen. I have counted my cost. I have. And I have signed this seal. There is no going back. This is the cost. We stay here. Till many of our kind. And we need to be fought for them to emerge. Yes. It is the confusion and the audacity to go through the storm that will make them say, I'm not so ready. Huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are there. But they will only stand when Daniel proposed in his hands. Then they will also emerge. This is what we signed up for. We didn't sign up for peace in the days of war. No. Receive the spirit of boldness. Receive the spirit of boldness. Receive the spirit of boldness. In the name of Jesus. You know, people ask me that. Is it that you don't get scared? I always said, maybe I should be afraid, and I don't know. I don't know anything called fear. The spirit of boldness can eat fear out. You will do what your destiny requires. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Thank you.
Our story in the city of Abuja is similar to the story of Jacob, who said, by my rod I have passed through Jordan, but now the Lord has made me two bands. You will remember all that recently God sent us to Abuja in what I will call the most humble movement. We came practically trusting God for what to do next and how He's going to help us with the words of prophecy He has given to us about the city and the army's reason. And guess what? God is doing just that. Recently, we have been seeing the move of God in the most unbelievable way possible, with His word reaching the unreached, converting sinners to saints, bringing people who have lost hope in church. And now this has necessitated the need for expansion so that we do not fall out of what God is doing. Where we are currently is stringent for us, with rules that will limit what God is doing amongst us. The gospel is free, but the propagation requires a lot of funding. We want our friends, partners, and everyone connected to our ministry to join us as we undertake this project together. We have the urgent need to expand, and we believe that this is the kairos moment for us to do that. We are importing our own tents all the way from China and getting everything needed to fill that space and have a conducive place where we can have our apostolic work beyond what we are having now at the moment. The structure you are seeing on your screen is exactly what we are working at the moment. Believe you me when we say that people who are blessed can be blessed much more when we have our own place. We want you to join us as we undertake this project. We need your support. We are counting on you and your generosity. We are working towards a project of 180 million naira this season. You have the account details on the screen. Use the account details as God has laid in your heart. God bless you so much. We love you from all of us at Spread Light Church. Thank you for always.
Hi there. God is using for himself and end time only. And this is the mandate that was given to us. Truly the harvest is plenteous, but we need you on board as a laborer. We are called to partner with what God is doing in this great house. To become a monthly partner with us at Spirit of Life Church and Fem Lagos Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, kindly reach us via the number +234 903 095 9735. To give an offering or to sow a seed, kindly make use of these account details being displayed. The gospel of Jesus is spreading. Thank you for being a part of it.